Hey everyone, welcome to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P. Thank you for tuning in once again. This podcast will touch bases on various subjects as we sail through life. And as always, if you haven't asked yourself this morning, are you floating or are you steering today? Hey y'all, I just wanted to say this episode is released late as fuck, but it's released and it's still Monday technically, so kudos to me because I have been so tired. And this is an excuse. It's whatever. It sounds like an excuse, but I really have been so tired. These last 2 weeks has been draining, but it has been a beautiful time, and I could not. I wouldn't take it back. These last 2 weeks have been so beautiful, and it has been full of me showing up for myself and also showing up for my family. And I'm proud of myself for that because I usually would make an excuse, but I'm not. I showed out and I've been having really like a nice time. But anyway, I have been very busy, and this is only a sneak peek of how busy I really am going to be, or how busy I really am, but I have been like procrastinating, and I'm just like, I really don't have time to procrastinate right now. Like, I don't have time to really bullshit around. Like, I really got to utilize every single minute of the day and make it count. Like, I gotta go super hard. Like, I really don't have no time to relax and chill because I got things to do. But y'all, I was listening to the podcast called For the Healthy Hoes. It's hosted by Ree Turner and her significant other on Instagram. His name is Sunset. Well, his name is Sunset Tim. So I was just listening to their podcast, and Sunset Tim has stated that he needed the money for time, not necessarily needing money for like materialistic things or like Ree was saying, to fit in with other people or to be around other people. But he wants money because he wants time to do other things. And I want to elaborate on that, well, first of all, let me just say my son is sitting right here. For whatever reason, he took a nap early and now he woke with me. So we'll be up and y'all will be hearing him in the background. But I want to say, pertaining to my life, I need money for convenience. I'm all about paying for convenience. And I'm all about having money for convenience. So like they said, I don't need money, the money needs me, and that's why it's going to come to me in abundance. But literally, like, the money that I'm manifesting in my life is not for me to have clothes, it's not for me to buy like materialistic things or designer things and all this other type of stuff. Like, it's really for me to just do what I have to do. Like, I want to manifest so much money into my life to live comfortably. To live comfortably and to also just, for real, my goal is to really go part-time with my job. Until I get into like my career. But if I can go part-time, because I am, I guess you want to say, a stay-at-home mom, but I'm working from home, so that's that. But if I could work like part-time, legit, like 4 or 5 hours a day, and then have the rest of the day to commit to myself and my son, I just feel like life will be so much smoother. But so that's really the manifestation, where that comes from, and an abundance of money. It's just going to help with that. It's also going to help with other things, but I recently got back into yoga, and I had stopped because I didn't commit to it, and also I cut it out of my budget. But then I had to think about it, like, that's my peace of mind, my peace of time. Excuse me, sir. It's my time to myself. Here, have this. It's my time to myself. Like, it's something that I need to do to just balance me and to, like, get my mind straight and my body straight, you know. And I actually took Namir because they have, like, a Mommy and Me class on Sundays. Okay, that was probably a bad idea. But I took Namir to yoga this past Sunday, and he did so good and it knocked him right out. But that was a nice experience. Y'all, I gave him a notebook, and I probably shouldn't have did that because now it's gonna be all the noise in the background. But anyway, I have such a busy schedule coming up, and it's really not even funny, and I'm not even being over dramatic, but I have a busy schedule on a day-to-day basis, just already working and showing up for myself with the podcast and having Namir. So it's just, oh, and school. I forgot about school. but I really have to prepare myself for 4 months of no sleep. 4 more months of no sleep. Like, a lot of things are coming up. And I'm so blessed to have these things come up because I manifest these things, and I'm just doing what I want to do to get these things accomplished. And I asked for it. So now it's just like, okay, you asked for these things are coming up, and you have them. So what you going to do? Are you going to get prepared, or are you going to bullshit and, you know, just not be prepared for them to come and not conquer them when it's time? So I really, I'm about to be tired. Well, let me not say I'm about to be tired, but I am preparing myself for 4 more months of no sleep. Because once June come, baby, somebody gonna have to get Lil Nah, and I'm gonna just sleep for a whole day. Like, I'm really gonna sleep for a whole day, and it's gonna feel so good because I'm gonna have everything that I want plus more. And also it's just gonna be a breath of fresh air. So time is truly something that we take for granted, and I don't even think that we realize how much time we spend doing things that doesn't pertain to pouring into ourselves. I always say social media is number one, because it really, you really can just be wasting so much time on social media. Like, you can. I said this in my other podcast episode, talking about the simple fact that I have 2 hours of a limit. I have a limit of 2 hours on Instagram a day. And some days it lasts me for the entire day. Other days I'm out of time. My limit has expired before the day is over. So once my limit has expired on Instagram, that's when I know that I've been bullshitting and I need to utilize my time better and really put in the time to do what it is that I need to do. So, if you got something to do, don't sit there and be on Instagram. Don't sit there and be watching TV. Like, just get up and do it. The more you procrastinate, the more you really just get in your own way. And I hate how time really just passed by. It just passed by so much and so fast. And before you know it, like, damn, it's late and it's nighttime. Now the day is over. Like, what the hell? I need to really utilize every single moment that I have, every single minute that I have. When I'm at work and I have downtime, it's like I really don't even have downtime because I be having so many tasks to do at work. Like, it's not even funny. Like it's like thousands of things that I have to check off on a day-to-day basis. And just because it's nobody over top of my head, like watching me or telling me what to do, that doesn't mean like I have free time. You know, I really have things that I should be doing. So I really have to utilize every minute that I have, because it's really now or never. Like, I have to put in that grind. I have to put in that time. Hi, booty. But also on, For the Healthy Hoes, Tim, he actually brought up the quote or the saying that, insanity is doing the same thing over but expecting a different outcome. I believe that's how it goes. But that is so true. Like, you really have to be insane to think that you're going to get a different outcome after you did the same exact thing. It's kind of like when I be doing my homework, my math homework, my statistics work, and it'll say you got the answer wrong. And I would do the same thing and then test it again. Like, you did the same thing. Like, why would you think that the answer was going to be any different? Like, clearly this shit is wrong. What you did was wrong. Regardless if you think what you did was right or the right way to go about it, the outcome was that you got that shit wrong. So you need to try it over again. So that's just like, I would be insane to think that my podcast my audience is going to increase if I don't put out no episodes, or I let time get the best of me, or I'll just let my busy schedule get the best of me and I don't put out content, I don't create content, I don't do the episodes, I don't record anything. Like, I can't keep doing the same shit that I used to do. I have to show up and really show out. And these next 4 months, I want to say 4 to 5 months, because after my birthday, oh my gosh, I don't even want to think that far. Anyway, the next 4 months until May, that's 3 months, my God, until May, it's really all gas, no breaks. Like, it's nonstop grinding, saving, utilizing my time wisely, doing work, being a mom. Like, it's really like nonstop, because I have so many things in store for myself. So it's really just all gas and no breaks. Goddamn. And I'm forever grateful for it. Forever grateful for it, because it's just like, damn, me being busy was really something. I didn't specifically say, oh, I want to be busy, but I damn sure do want to be accomplishing things or having things to look forward to in the future to really just, you know, do what I have to do. And it's nothing but a bunch of blessings. It's nothing but a bunch of blessings, a bunch of manifestations coming into play. Excuse me. And I was thinking of this term, like, sleep is for the rich. But really, sleep is for, like, the more established or the more accomplished people, I should say. Because right now, I did not put in the time for me to be sleeping as much as I'm sleeping. I feel like I can be putting in more time to the podcast, more time into school, more time into doing research for what I need to research, or, you know, just like more time, even with my son, like making sure he has a schedule, more time into cleaning the house or whatever the case is. I'm not discrediting myself, but I do know that I can go harder, because what I'm doing right now, I'm not getting real results. So what that mean? You got to turn it up a notch. And damn, that just really means don't be out here bullshitting. And I always say this, like, I think I say this every episode. I really don't have time to be fucking around, because I don't. I really don't. I don't. And I think it's just a reminder for myself. Like, you really don't have time to be fucking around. You don't have time to be, like, wasting. You don't have time to sit here and think about nothing negative or think about the past. None of that. You just have time to create a future for yourself and to just keep going hard. And that's just that. But back to the podcast title. Is anybody selling time? How much would you think that time would cost? Because time is really expensive as hell. Even 5 minutes can be, like, very expensive. It can cost you a lot. 1 second of you not paying attention can cost you your life on the road. You know, not so, like, when you're driving, for example. But time is really expensive as fuck. It's expensive as hell. So, damn, it's so expensive that you can't buy it. Like, ouch. It's so expensive you cannot buy that shit. Like, that's just crazy. Think about it. Like, that's just so crazy. Time is so expensive that you cannot purchase it. No one in this earth can purchase more time. Which means it's up to you to utilize what you have going on and, well, utilize the time that you have right now more wisely and to really just get it together. Because it's just like, damn, you know what I could have did yesterday? Or you know how much I could have got done if I really wasn't bullshitting, if I wasn't so stuck in my head? And for me, I will say I'm tired, but I will not take a nap. That's just crazy. Like, I take naps by mistake. But if I purposely set aside the time to take a nap, especially when Emmanuel gets home from work, it would be so much more of a convenience for myself. Or if I plan things out better, so I felt like I wasn't rushing and always having to be here, be there, do this, do that, like, shit would be so much smoother. But it will be smoother, and it is going to be smoother starting tonight, because I'm really getting my shit together again. So that's pretty much all that I have for this episode, because I'm not forcing more time. I already took up 18 minutes of your time. And I'm not forcing anymore. I'm not forcing any more of my own time either, because I came up here, I said what I had to say. And that's that. Thank y'all for tuning in once again. Please make sure that you guys are subscribing, following the podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the podcast, and make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at Motions the Podcast, and also myself at Naya NYIA Perkins PRKINS _ on Instagram as well. Thank you for tuning in, guys. See y'all next Monday.